We begin with four verses from Matthew chapter 21. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, telling them, "Go to the village ahead of you. Immediately you will find a donkey tied there along with her colt. Untie them and bring them to me." This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. "Tell the daughter of Zion, look, your king comes to you, humble, and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey." For centuries, these words opened the historic gospel reading for the first Sunday of Advent. In my youth, I thought that was a puzzling choice. Finally, it dawned on me that I was being reminded that the Christ that came that first Christmas came for the express purpose for which he came to Jerusalem some 30 years later, to lay down his life for you and for me. This year, Advent begins the Sunday after Thanksgiving. I am here this morning to urge you to make the most of Advent this year. Advent is the first season of the church year I remember my parents teaching me about. Oh, they didn't use the word Advent, though. Near as I can recall, I was only in first or second grade. But I knew Christmas was coming. It was cold and snowy. We had Christmas pieces to learn. And it was time to write the letter to the Christ child. My parents helped me and my brother compose our letters, beginning with a child's simple thank you to Jesus for coming into our world to love us, and then going on to a thoughtful list of items we would like to receive as Christmas presents. We had no Advent calendars with the little windows, but the big windows in the dining room, looking out on the snowy lawn, worked just fine. We put our letters on a windowsill, and after a day or two, they were gone, picked up by the Christmas angel, who left a piece of candy where the letter had rested. And not just that one day, every day until Christmas. Funny thing, when I grew older and figured out that my parents picked up the letter and left the candy, though I never witnessed that, I also learned from the Bible that the word angel means messenger. And my parents, they were God's messengers to me. You know, getting ready for Christmas is the oldest practice in the Christian church. It began in the Garden of Eden with God's promise to Adam and Eve that he was going to send a Savior from sin and death and hell, the seed of the woman. Think of all the things God did down through the centuries as he renewed and added to that first promise of the coming one. Now, if God spent so long getting ready for the first Christmas, we can surely take time to carefully prepare for another remembrance of that great miracle when God himself stepped into human history in order to rescue us poor sinners from the clutches of Satan and restore us to God's own family. So, exactly what am I urging you to do to make the most of Advent this year? Let me be specific. Set aside 5 to 10 minutes for your own Advent meditation 4 days out of the week, Monday and Tuesday, Thursday and Friday. Let the Messiah pastors focus your Advent thoughts on the weekend and on Wednesday. So, what will you do for your personal devotions for Advent? I emphasize the word personal, since true Advent preparation involves the preparation of the heart. No one else can do that for you. In fact, you cannot do such deep and serious work on your own, and that's why your Savior, Jesus, sent you the Holy Spirit. So be sure you center your every Advent meditation on the Word of God. What scriptures will you pick? Well, you have hymnals with readings for Advent in more than one place, and there's Sunday's bulletin, and there's the Lutheran spokesman. And how about following the Father in his preparations through the Old Testament and through history, from prophet to prophet, down even to Caesar Augustus? Or how about taking time to really dig into those appearances of angels to people like Zechariah and Mary and Joseph? You could take up an Advent hymn and study the scriptures that led to its writing. You could let Paul Gerhardt guide some of your Advent devotions. Or how about you imagine yourself the assistant to the director of the angel choirs that are going to sing over Bethlehem's fields, and it's your job to pick the psalms that will ring out in the sky while the shepherds stare wide-eyed? You could focus on the promise, the birth, and the ministry of John the Baptizer. You could team up with a roommate or a friend and grow in grace together. So set aside 5 to 10 minutes, 4 days of the week, and prayerfully make the most of Advent and save Christmas for Christmas. Make a plan and stick to it. It will be work, but heart work is always hard work. And the road to our hearts is not naturally ready. But God the Spirit will be with you, as he was with that great road worker God sent to prepare the way for Jesus. As Luke tells us, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, the son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. He went into the whole region around the Jordan, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, just as it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet. A voice of one calling in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. Every valley will be filled, and every mountain and hill will be made low. The crooked will become straight, and the rough ways smooth. And everyone will see the salvation of God." Let's sing hymn 61, verses 3 and 4.
Holy rain for the glory. flesh shall see the token that his word is never broken.